World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, these are the times that try men's souls. Somebody said that. Remember who that was? Doesn't matter. Because they aren't really, you know. And I don't know, really, from my perspective, if I've ever been aware of a time when one team was playing so much harder than the other team, like I see right now today. And you know, I'm sure all of you realize this, that all of a sudden Joe Biden went from the smartest guy ever and is in charge. Everything's in charge. Morning Joe said, oh, he's the sharpest I've ever seen, yada, yada. Within six days, he's kicked to the curb. And not only was he kicked to the curb, I don't know if you guys understand this or not, the left who's constantly screaming democracy, 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 there was no democracy in the elevating of Kamala Harris. No democracy at all. No vote of the people. Just a clear understanding to all of us that there really and truly are men behind the curtain that are running everything. And I did spend a lot of time yesterday at this show being about what I thought. I read some things yesterday and it didn't settle with me all day. Didn't settle with me all day. So I want to cover a couple things with you today. And then I want to open you up. I'm not a doctor. I want to open it up because I want some give and take. I want to hear from you guys today. So let me lay it out exactly where I am with it. And I've made this clear a number of times. By the way, many of you watching right now, maybe you're watching it on Rumble, maybe you're watching it on Facebook, maybe you're watching it on, well, not on YouTube, they booted us off a long time ago. A lot of different platforms that you're watching it on. And people often ask me, say, well, how do I get in that queue? How do I ask questions? Well, friends, that's very easy. If you want to be part of the queue, excuse me for coughing on you. Spencer, are you there? I mean, I see you talking. Show people how they join, those who are watching on another platform, how they can actually join us and be part of the queue. Friends, here's all you have to do. No matter where you're watching it right now, just go to CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. And when you get it open, Spencer's got it up on the screen there for us. When you get there, see that big green thing? Join the queue. You click on that. You click on it. And then you're in here. And then if you want to ask a question or make a comment, you can raise your hand. And you become part of this interactive forum. And I'm going to say this. I don't know of any place, anywhere that this is happening. I really don't know. And in fact, something else that's really important, it's like herding cats. Somebody said you can't herd cats. I don't have any evidence of that, but I've heard that. So I want to clarify that. Herding cats, evidently you're not supposed to be able to do it. The after show is like herding cats. Sometimes it's a free-for-all. Yesterday was a free-for-all. And I don't like it when it gets like that. But at the same time, it's great because people get to really voice what they believe and what they feel. And we don't censor people here. We let them say whatever they want, whether we agree with them or not. This isn't Sunday morning church where you go in there and then the pastor won't let you ask any questions or anything like that. This is an open forum. We want to keep it that way. But we need some manners. I'll get into that later. Anyway, if you want to be part of the queue, that's all you do. Go to Coach Dave Live and click on join the huddle or whatever it says. Hey, Spencer, let me ask you. They don't have to have Google Hangouts to be able to do that, do they anymore, Spence?
On a browser, if you're on a computer, when you click that button, it'll just open in a browser. But if you're on a phone or a laptop or an iPad or something like that, you will need the Google Meet app.
Okay.
But otherwise, yeah, you can just click the button. And
okay, get that, folks. So if you're watching on the phone, then you have to download on your phone the Google Meet app. It's free, Google Meet app. Well, if you're just on your computer, You just go to Coach Dave Live and dude, you can be right in here and you can be part of the discussion and you can ask questions. And to my opinion, that's what makes Coach Dave Live so good, because we don't censor anybody. I want to try to make my point really, really clear here. Because we had a pretty active after show yesterday. Should I get into that yet? No, hang on. I got to do this real quick. I'm coming back to that. I forgot all about this. This Friday coming up here in Mount Gilead, Ohio, in Central Ohio, July 26, 27, 28, they're having their second annual United Freedom Festival. It's a big deal. They're having a bunch of speakers. It's a solid 2-day event, and Coach Dave is going to be part of this and is going to speak on Friday at 2:25. Spencer, if you could put this link in the chat so people, anybody not in the Central Ohio area, United Freedom Festival, maybe you can scroll down there. Yep, my wife just yelled at me, it's Saturday. Sweetie, it's Friday. It starts Friday. Doesn't it, Spencer? What's it say to you guys? It's 7:26 is Friday. 7:26 is Friday. I know, as my wife said, I speak on Saturday, my wife says. No, I don't, sweetie. Right there is our itinerary. What day is that? There's Dave Dobbenmeyer, 2:25. On what day would that be, Spencer? That'd be Friday. Yin and yang. She's trying to keep me in line. Anyway, folks, this is probably a really, really good event. I'm sorry that I've had so much going on, I've forgotten to talk about it. So it's a 3-dayer, man. It's a Friday night. For a Friday during the day, I'm speaking at 2:25 all day Saturday and part morning Sunday. So if you get a chance to be able to go there, come up and see me. Be good to see you. Sorry I didn't promote it sooner. It begins Friday. Put it in the chat so people can go ahead and follow along with that, okay? Cool. Okay. Let me lay this out here for y'all, because it kind of came up yesterday in the after show. We better realize this. All of us better realize this. Our federal government has been stolen. Our federal government no longer belongs to the people. We saw that happen with literally, folks, do you know this? Do you know that they just pulled a coup on Joe Biden? Do you understand that? Just a group of people walked in and said, Biden out, Harrison. Wasn't a vote of the people, wasn't anything. It was, in fact, a coup, although it doesn't appear to be one. It was. So now we're beginning to understand the left. Maybe the left will wake up and understand as well that those people in Washington, D.C., they're about them and their agenda, and it ain't American, and it ain't Christian. I had a conversation yesterday, a couple days ago, with somebody who was a, that's not true. I didn't have the conversation. I got secondhand information of someone who is, somebody explain this to me, okay? Someone who is a Christian Democrat. Now stop a minute. I don't play into the two-card Monty. Republicans good, Democrats bad. I don't play into that. Okay. I think some of the most wicked people in the American government are Republicans. Are you with me on that? I'm trying to make my position very, very clear to you. Okay. I believe that both sides are wicked. The control of both sides are under the control of the evil one. That's what I believe. It is a uni party. Look at all those J6ers locked up. And the Republicans are not trying to get their own voters out of jail. The Republicans aren't doing anything about it. You would think that they would be pounding the table every day to get their Republican voters out, but they're not. Why? Because it's a uniparty. It's a yin and a yang. It's a back and a forth. And I want you to know this. I can say this in an honorable way. If you know it, I probably do too. To some degree. If you've done some research, say, Coach, did you know this? I probably do. You don't have any idea how much of my life goes into this. In fact, my wife sometimes wants to whack me over the head. She says, won't you just get away for that for a while? No, I can't, because it's what I do. So the idea that you know something politically that's going on that I don't know is probably, chances of that are not very good. Just be honest with you, okay? I don't bring everything to the table because the last thing I want to be known as, I don't want them to be able to say that coach is just a conspiracy theorist. That's why I don't get into the flat earth thing. That's why I don't spend all my time on 911. That's why I don't get into that stuff because I know that it's all confusion. It's both sides working together. The seizure of both sides in yesterday's show was not about Donald Trump. It was about the church. Now, you go back and you watch that show. It was not about Donald Trump. It was about the church. And Steve Dace, I read an article from Steve Dace who explained why Donald Trump was popular, and not that he was supporting Donald Trump, but Donald Trump is popular because the church has dropped the ball. Yesterday's show was about the church, not Donald Trump. But some of you out there have such Trump derangement syndrome that everything is about Donald Trump. And I'm trying to get all of you to understand it's time to move beyond Donald Trump. Now, hang on. I'm supporting Donald Trump for president. Why? Because Donald Trump or one of the Democrats is going to be president. It isn't going to be Robert F. Kennedy. It isn't going to be some third party guy. If you guys understand that the whole thing is controlled, if you understand it, then thinking that voting for somebody else now, how many months from the election? What is the day? See, July, August, September, October, 3 months from the election, and you think some other candidate's going to come in? Come on, you're smarter than that. Smarter than that. So the focus of this show each and every day is, what are we going to do about it? I'm voting for Donald Trump because I know how wicked that Biden administration is. Hang on. I also know how wicked the Republican Party is. I understand that. I understand a lot of what we're seeing could be staged. I understand all that. But of the two candidates, I see Donald Trump as more of a friend. Maybe I'm deceived. Maybe I am. But one of those two guys is going to be president of the United States. And if the American people do not repudiate what's happened in the last 4 years, there is no hope for us. If you can't repudiate it. And how there can ever be anything today such as a Christian Democrat is absolutely, totally, completely beyond me. By the way, I'm a Republican by default. Hey, Democrats want to open the borders. They want to kill unborn babies, and they want to teach homosex to your child. I don't need to know anything else. I ain't for any of that. So, two card Monty, I fall in the lap of the Republicans. But here is the kicker. I tell you to get off your ass, because all politics are local. Jesus Christ is the King of the Kings and the Lord of the Lords. Not Donald Trump, not the Republican, not Vivek Ramaswamy, none of those people, none of those people. And the only way that the American culture and the American society is going to be saved is with the revival of the Christian American church, period. That's where I am. That's where I come down on this thing. I'm going to say it again. I'm voting for Donald Trump because why? I hate abortion. I hate the programming of our children with homosex. I hate, what was the third one? I hate those things. I'm against every one of them.
Boom.
So that's why I'm voting for Donald Trump. But if you are sitting there and you think that Coach Dave thinks Donald Trump is the savior, I don't know how many times I've said on this show, if it's a two-card Monty and Trump is playing on the other team, we are screwed anyway. Anybody ever hear me say that? Anybody, huh? So the problem in America, in political, it's spiritual, it's moral. And the one who's supposed to be leading that charge is the American church, and they are not. And if you look at those two situations right now, at least the Republican Party fakes like they're Christian. They fake like it. Luciferian left, they don't even fake it anymore. So I want to make it loud and clear for everybody here. I'm voting for Donald Trump, and I don't think he's the savior. I think Donald Trump buys us time. That's all I think. If not, we're screwed anyway. And yesterday's show was about the local church. Where is the local church? And how anybody could watch that show yesterday and think I was promoting Donald Trump is derangement. Trump derangement syndrome. That's all I can say. I couldn't have laid it out. I could not have laid the problem out any better than I did yesterday. The problem, hey Betty, I always say Betty because I can always see it. Betty, what did I say yesterday was the problem? See, I'm giving you a quiz after yesterday's show. What did I say was the problem, Betty? Do you remember?
Basically the pastors, because I agree.
The church. The church was the problem. Not Donald Trump, not the Republican Party, not Joe Biden, not Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The church. The church is the problem. All of this stuff that's going on is being done with the approval of the local church. So I want to lay that to Brad, and I promise you I wasn't going to talk all along because I'm not. I want to show you something here so that we understand, folks. I Googled best Joe Biden. Do you guys remember I played a clip last week where all these news people were saying, this is the best Joe Biden I've ever seen. This is the best Joe Biden. He's sharp. He's lucid. I'm like, this is the best. You guys remember that clip I played then? You Google that today and you cannot find it. You cannot find it on the internet. You can't find it. So I Googled it. Look at all the stuff you find. You won't find those line of news reporters who are part of the Luciferian cabal. You can't find one of them talking about, oh, how smart he is. Oh, he's good. Oh, my God, he's good. He's great. Can't find one of them. Why? Because it was blown open. So they just scrub it from the internet, and they put up there what they want you to see. Do you get this yet? Do you get this yet? So I Googled this morning. I was going to show you all this morning. Joe, what's his name? Smoking Joe, Morning Joe. I was going to show you all him. They pulled it down. Not even up there anymore. Huh? No. So somebody somewhere in the deep state, look at me. Somebody somewhere in the deep state wants Smoking Joe up there. Somebody wants Smoking Joe to be president. Now it's Smoking Kamala. Now they just love Kamala, right? So again, now hang on. Republicans ain't no better. Republicans are just playing along, which is why everything is local. Everything's local. Well, it took me 18 minutes to get where I wanted to go. Randy, is Randy Lunsford out there? I think Randy's out there. I hope Randy's always out there, Randy. Huh? Jeff Klein just popped in there. Craig Mickle. While everybody else is running around worrying about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, 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 Jeff Klein, Dave Allison, Randy, Craig, I could go on, others. Well, they're out doing stuff in the streets. They're advancing the kingdom of God everywhere they go locally, which, by the way, is what I have always said here. I have never said Trump is the answer. Never one time did I say that. It's always local coming out of this guy's mouth, always. And yesterday I made the point again, if you're a pastor at a church and you can't point to regularly taking your people to the street, if you can't point to a time, you've failed. You have failed. And I'm not talking about just going out and handing everybody a free donut in the morning, a cup of coffee, and telling them Jesus loves them. If you haven't engaged, if your church is not engaged in the cultural war, I don't know what to tell you. So what I want to do here today, if I can, I didn't even organize this. Shame on me. I've been burned all morning. I've been burned all morning because, are you looking at me? Some of you just hear what you want to hear. Disregard the rest. That was a song. Just hear what you want to hear and disregard it. That's some of you out there. You just hear what you want to hear. Yep. It's called bias. It doesn't matter.
Selective hearing.
What selective hearing or whatever. Something It'll come to me. Bias. Some of you guys hate Trump so much that that's all you can say. I'm just telling you the truth. If you can't see, if you cannot see that in the election right now, they're not going to promote Kamala Harris. They're going to run against Trump. Yes, normalcy bias. They're going to run against Trump. They're not going to talk about how good Kamala is. They're not going to do that, friends. And there are people on our side who are just right behind cheering and thinking, I don't see what's going on. So I want to feature a used car dealer in Mount Vernon, Ohio, who couldn't care less if it's Trump or Biden, not really, but has spent the last 3 years of his life working his butt off locally. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, you know, I can't stand any of the politicians. I just told, a couple months ago, I told Bernie Moreno that before an event and we spoke. I said, Bernie, I can't stand J.D. Vance and Jim Jordan. Them guys have done nothing for my pastor.
They've done nothing. They've done nothing.
Said, so what are you going to do? Well, he said, I heard something about that. So at the end of the event, they brought me the microphone and I stood up and I said, now, Bernie, everybody's asked you questions about the wall, about taxes, about jobs. You got to get in the Senate. You got to help Trump. You got to go. I said, listen, I said, I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump is not our savior. Yes. Jesus Christ is our savior. And the place applauded. So went through all that with him, called him out in front of all of them. And it worked out well because then he did admit he's a Christian. And I said, you people never speak about your biblical moral values or any of your values.
Yeah, flushed him out. Huh? You flushed him out a little bit.
Yeah. So here's my thoughts on this. We've talked about all the things that are happening. God is moving. There's things that's happening in the courts. There's things starting to happen in the United States of America. Now, some of us have said, we believe that the good Lord's going to give us a reprieve. He's given us an opportunity. We're under judgment. So if we have a reprieve, what are we going to do with it?
But Jeff, here's the point. You haven't spent your time Trump. You've gone to school board meetings. You've gone to city council meetings. You've done rallies on the square, trying to wake people up to understand it's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. You don't want Biden to be president. That's not your focus, right?
Right. My focus is whenever you put that, I thought of this. When you always put that picture, your 10 little grandkids up there. Here's my question. We need to do this for them.
That's right.
We just got a slim opening, a slim chance here. I mean, let's at least do something. And I believe that from now to November, every local event we have, whether it's in Chillicothe, Pataskala, Mansfield, when these stupid lying politicians are speaking, I think we need to be there. We need to be at these places and calling these people out publicly.
Wow, that'd be a little classy.
There's where the fight will be. Let's go
do it. Jeff, let me ask you a question. You've been doing this for like 3 years up there, right, Jeff?
Yep.
Jeff, how many pastors have lined up with you?
None.
Oh. Oh. Really?
Same old song and dance for 20 years, Coach.
So I read that thing yesterday that Steve Dace wrote, and then people accused me of supporting Trump. I just read what Steve Dace said. Trump came because no righteous man would stand up. That's what Steve Dace said. And I agree with it. I've been saying forever, Trump's a bouncer at a bar. That's all. He just blocked the door. If Hillary Clinton been in there, huh? Everything's local. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Thanks, Jeff. Look, go ahead, Dale. Then I would, Craig. Now I want to hear Randy. Are you out there, Randy? I want to hear from you, Randy. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, hallelujah, Coach. It's that song from the Doobie Brothers, Taking It to the Streets. That's been my ministry since the get-go. But, yep. Coach, truthfully, it's not just the shell of the four-wall church. You got people that have disenfranchised themselves from it, Coach, and you know what? They do nothing but just bark and squawk. They don't get involved. They don't make a phone call. They don't write a letter, but they're going to get on here and tell you, Coach, mm-hmm. you're wrong unless you think exactly like they think. And they're not satisfied until then, but they do nothing. It doesn't matter whether they're inside the four walls of the church or whether they're outside, Coach. It's just, I mean, as much as that, if that steps on somebody's toes, they're probably because they're not doing anything.
Well, chances are 50-50 they don't even vote, right? Come on, let's just tell the truth here, Dale. Let's tell the truth, right? So it's so easy. It's so easy for us to point out what's going wrong, but it's the solution is the hard part, right? I look at my pond, I can see what's going on, but the hard part's what I'm going to do about it. So recognizing the problem is just the first step. And folks, listen, the answer to your problem, my problem, isn't in Washington, D.C. Now, there's somebody that's going to be head of that government, and you've got to choose them. One of those, Kamala Harris right now, although she may not make it to folks, the left is so wounded. Oh, God, if the church could see it. They have a presidential candidate by default. Nobody wants camel toes Harris. Nobody does. Nobody. Hang on. Take a deep breath here. So, Randy, what have you been doing? Have you been running around, Randy? Are you out there, Randy? Randy's always out there. Yeah, we'll catch up to him later. How about Craig? Craig's out there. Craig, are you running around putting Trump signs in there? Is that what you do, Graham? Hang up MAGA flags in there? Are the answer to the problem for you there in Maryland, Craig? Is it Donald Trump and the White House and the Republic? Is that your solution, Craig? What do you got going on?
Well, I just go where the Lord tells me to go. And, you know, sometimes you go to areas and you pray over them. Sometimes you just, do what something that the Lord's put your heart on. You know, of course, human child sex trafficking and our children, right? That really, resonates with me. And I know how prevalent a problem this is in our society. So, I take that trailer and I go out in the public and I get to talk to people and hand them information. So,
On that website, pull that thing up there, Saving God's Children. And you know what else today? Stay right there. Craig put something new on, huh? Well, the rest of us arguing over Trump, whether he's Christian or not.
Yeah.
Craig's doing something. He put on his website, what? You're the watchman on the wall. Craig put up there, tools for the fight. Wait a minute, hey, Craig, are these tools for the fight? Trump, Biden, is that what these are for? Well, no, it isn't, Craig. What is this, tools for the fight?
Well, if you really, there's a couple ways to handle, child sex trafficking. One is you try to rescue the people who are already in it, but then why not prevent the people from going in it to begin with, especially your children, especially, the people that go to your church, right? So one of the areas that is the fishing pond, the internet, and a lot of us, parents and grandparents, we don't know all the electronic monitoring things that you can do.
We stick our grandchildren on the tablet all the time. They love to come over and play the games. Hopefully it's not connected to the internet, but I don't know what they're looking at. Go ahead, Greg.
So what I did is Spencer, right, which is Mr. Producer, he put this together for me. I said, Spencer, I have this vision. I want people to have access to stuff, and I want to be able to print it off and share it or hand it out. Okay. So we have internet technology. Okay. We have public safety, right? And that's for the toddlers. And then we got middle and high school. So if you go up to this, just say, go up to the first one and electronic monitoring, that first one right there. So I copied this and put it on here. How many of you know that you can buy apps that you can put on the phone and it will actually come to your phone, what they're watching, what they're doing, kicks out all the bad ones that we know about, right? And you can put this on your kid's phone. How many people know that? Well, I didn't, right? So there you go. That's the information for that. And you can print that off right on your own computer, right? And you can print that off, take it to a print shop, tell them, hey, how much would it take me to get 100 copies of black and white? And you can go hand them out like candy.
Okay. Wow, Craig. Hey, Craig, hang on a minute. Craig, Trump, 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 Trump. See, Craig ain't doing that. He ain't doing that. And stop accusing me of doing that. We ain't doing that here, baby. We are building a wall around our children and around our communities. That's what we're doing. Keep going, Craig.
So then we got the public safety, right? So now we go down to public safety there, right? And a going out checklist, right? So these, I hook you into organizations like KidSmart, which is part of Missing Kids. So all this information is there for you. But stop and plan for emergencies, okay? Look at it says there. Okay, you're getting ready to go out. You're going to a big Trump event with your kid, all right? And have you ever thought about taking a picture on a cell phone of your child that day with what they're wearing? So if they're missing and you wanted to go to someone, yeah, say, hey, could, send this out, right? And they could send that image to all the security officers at the Walmart before they close the doors down, right? Hey, everybody, look at your child.
Instead of saying, Craig, instead of saying, hey, we're some little 10-year-old blonde girl. Well, there's a million of them, right? But if you took a picture of your child before, boom, that picture could go. Wow, Craig, go on.
Anyways, so these are the types of resources that are available for you to share with your sphere of influence. We all have a sphere of influence, right? So anyways, go down just in the middle of high school because people can see it for themselves. But a lot of these kids are getting into sextortion, right? Sextortion, they're taking new pictures of themselves, sending it over there on the internet, sharing it with their friends. Somebody captures it, and they hold them for ransom. Okay, well, what are you going to do about that? You know, when your 13-year-old's being bullied and said, I'm going to share this picture all across the world. Well, here's the resource for that, okay? Mm. And I didn't even know what sextortion was 6 months ago.
Well, so, sextortion, folks, you also know this, that they'll capture some little kid on somewhere, however they get along, and they show a picture of their mommy, and they say, if you don't do what I ask you to do, something horrible is going to happen to your mommy. Do you guys know that kind of stuff's going on?
Yeah. And there's actually at the very bottom, there's a thing called take it down. There's a way that you can go about if you do have something to get the picture taken down. So anyways, parents' toolbox on saving God's children. It's there. Share it with, you know, if you got young families, your youth pastor at church, whatever, it's all there for you guys to do. And then you can always go to the homepage where you'll see about getting involved, and you can share this with someone, your pastor. Like, I've been going to churches. I've been putting my signs up. I have my trailer at the local county fair. I'm going to the Peach Festival here a couple weeks. And you can kind of follow my little journey right there. There was a church I just knocked on the door, talked to Pastor Harold right there. He said, yeah, you can put your sign out here. And now he's getting that information going into his church. He actually wants me to, he's going to play the Sound of Freedom. He said, well, would you come talk about it, Craig? I said, well, sure. So I'm making inroads. I've got a little committee group. There's a couple ladies there that go out with me. We got, you know, a group that meets once a month. So things are moving in Washington County on human trafficking.
Trump. Come on, folks. Come on, Jack, come on in. Craig, Trey, I'm proud of you, Craig. I don't know if your dad's still alive. I'm going to be your dad. I'm proud of you, son. That's great work. He had whined and moaned and complained. And Trump. He's out trying to awaken people to exactly what's going on, which is what we're all supposed to be doing, including your pastor.
That's a great job, Craig. Wow, that's awesome. We got to disseminate that tool. That's a great way to be able to introduce yourself. That's a great opener. That's like a business card. Awesome. Hey, when you talk about local, here's one of the problems we have, Coach, is we talk about everything being local, but then we refer to the federal laws. See, we got to get out of that mindset. Yeah, right. But we got to get out of that mindset. If you're going to talk about local stuff, you need to know your local law. Your state constitution has critical things in it that if you know just a few of those lines, you can use it. For instance, when you're praying, when your prayer group or your church is praying for certain things, you can say, wait a minute, do you know that you're already praying for something that's in law? That's how I got into a whole group of people. I challenged a pastor that was praying for something that was already a law. It was already part of the supreme law, and they didn't even know it. So you got to know your local state constitution so that you can have the right tools. You can make them crazy with it.
All politics is local, right? All politics is local. Here's what I'm trying. Look. It's a mindset, friends. It's a mindset. We have to admit, most of us, including me, I'm great at the blame game. Pastors aren't doing this, and a lot more stuff I could be doing too. A lot more stuff I could be doing. But I'm going to tell you this. I've lost all hope in Washington, D.C. You know why I lost all hope in Washington, D.C.? I watched pastors cower for 60 years, almost, over Roe versus Wade. Coach, we just can't do anything about it. It's the law of the land. And then I watched the Supreme Court overturn Roe versus Wade, and not a peep from the pulpit. Not a peep. And that there are millions and millions and millions of Christians who go to church every week and are voting for baby killers. Baby. Now, look, if somebody could, I'm scrolling over here. If somebody could convince me why I should vote Democrat, then okay. Okay, I'll do it. I'm not married to the Republican Party. But I already told you why I'm voting for the Republican Party. Abortion, homosex, and flooding the border. If the Democrats started fighting those things, maybe I'd go fight for the Democrats. But they're not, friends. They're not. And I ran into Christians who are voting Democrat. And why are they voting Democrat? They hate Trump. It's unbelievable, folks. Lauren.
Good morning. As I reflect on the last couple days, it's not about voting Republican or Democrat or whether it's about Trump. It's about what they stand for, and it's not has any none of those are just the labels that the world has put on everything. And you're voting on the Republican ticket just because it's Trump represents a better side of a hope versus what the other side is offering. You know, it's eat good versus evil, and the church. And like you've said, it's been a continual battle because the church is doing nothing because there's no Jesus is not alive in the church. It's not. And so they would rather focus on a time period in the 80s where a lot of us Gen Xers or baby boomers or whatever are from. And we had a different mindset back in the 80s. When I graduated from high school in 1980, it was way different than what's graduating now. It's a different period in time, and they want to eliminate us because they want to eliminate the history. And what they've successfully achieved, both sides of the aisle, we used to love America. America used to be a place where we were so proud to be an American, so proud to hang our flag. Now people are afraid to put an American flag in front of their house because they're afraid of being targeted. And they're afraid for their families. They're afraid. The fear has been what has overcome, not... And we used to be able to be like, oh, as a police officer, was there some bad ones? Yeah. But it used to always be, yeah, the police officers. When our veterans came home, it was all about supporting veterans. It was all about supporting the military. They have successfully moved us away from that. So now we're not praying about Paris Olympics when the Palestinians have literally called, Hamas has called for blood to run in the streets of Paris because Israel is competing there, taking over a Capitol building. The Palestinian movement took over a Capitol building, and that's not an insurrection. That's not anything wrong. Meanwhile, you have people sitting.
Go to my Facebook page, Spencer, real quick. Keep going, Lauren.
Meanwhile, you have hostages, prisoners of war. For a peaceful protest, sitting in there, it wasn't even a protest, just showing up in support, right, for this country and for the freedom of every unborn child. And then you still have the all those countries that are represented that are being held hostage by Hamas and being tortured. American citizens, Joe Biden's administration, and all those who joined with them are allowing them to be hostage, American citizens to be held hostage by Hamas, and are doing nothing to save them. And the church is silent and quiet. And meanwhile, after 28 days, a baby is allowed to be sacrificed because the Democrats and the Republicans are also sacrificing children after 28 days of birth.
So, Lauren, here's the point I want to make. Again, the parties, both parties, bye-bye, some of you. Bye-bye. 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 Both parties are being controlled by the Jewish lobby. You're not allowed to say that, but I just did. I just did. And so we look right here. This is yesterday. How many of you saw this on the news? Protest at the Capitol ahead of the net non. What? You mean they got in there and took over the Capitol? What? Are those J6ers? Are they arresting them? What? You get it, friends? You get what's going on? You understand? We have been so bogarted. The church has been so bogarted. The church doesn't even recognize right from wrong anymore. I don't care whether you're for the Jews or not for the Jews. They are killing Christians in Palestine. I'm not for that. Maybe you are. I'm not for that. Judah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. With everything going on as distractions in the news and the media and everything else, they erected a wall around the Capitol again yesterday. And obviously Netanyahu is speaking at the Capitol.
And Judd, you mean that wall that they didn't erect during 9J6? You mean that wall? Go ahead.
Yep. And so now you got the head of the AI pack coming in to speak. So how interesting is this going to be?
There go our listeners. There they go. We're anti-Semitic for even pointing it out, right? As if all Jews are righteous. You're supposed to support Israel and everything they do. Folks, what the hell's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I support America, but not everything America does. I support Israel, but not everything Israel does. You're not allowed to criticize anything they do. There go some of our listeners. Bye-bye. 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 Not allowed to talk about that, Coach Dave. Not allowed to talk about that. My pastor says we're supposed to love them. All right. I'm getting kind of sarcastic here. Randy's not in here, man. I just texted. Randy, come in here. Randy's a working man. He's probably not able to. Hey, if you're doing something out there, I'd like to hear from you right now. I don't care how little it is. Are you doing something? Have you stepped out of your comfort zone? Are you doing something? Instead of writing letters to your congressman, are you writing letters to your pastor? Oh, I know Glenn is. Instead of us focusing on our congressman, focusing on Trump, 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 Trump. What about if we focused on that guy who's supposed to be leading the children of God? What if we focused a little bit on him? Oh, no. Can't go to him because he doesn't mix politics with religion. They don't do that. Sacred and the secular, they don't mix those things together. No. Except they surely support Israel. They would do that, huh? Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't know whether it's deception. I don't know whether it's ignorance. I don't know whether it's fear. I don't know how there can be such great deception. It is overtaking the American church. It is unbelievable. Somebody come in here. Oh me or oh my. Somebody something. Huh? Somebody hit me or kiss me. I don't care which one. Eileen, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. Here in St. Clair County, Michigan, we are working to get a new sheriff elected. Oh. We've been out. I saw Dave and Sherry Allison last night at one of the meet and greets. We are out there knocking on doors, getting people out to vote August 6th, and exposing all the corruption on my podcast.
Good for you, Eileen. Hey, Eileen, stay right there a second. Roger Weaver just said something in the chat. Oh, my goodness. Why doesn't everybody who's watching right now buy your pastor a subscription to the Wisconsin Christian News delivered to his door every month?
Boom.
Good one, Roger. Eileen, I cut you off. Didn't mean to. Yes, I did. I apologize. Go ahead.
No. And so that's, we understand all politics are local. We're going to the county commissioner meeting tomorrow evening to talk about the Dominion Machines. We just had Professor David Clemens in town for our Lincoln dinner. So we say we're the St. Clair County Republican Party, but real, we don't. We use that term very lightly. We say we are America first, and we are focusing on our county and on local politics. And I put a sign up in front of my church, Saving God's Children.
Amen, Eileen. Amen. Hey, Spencer, pull up Wisconsin Christian News. Are you guys looking at me? Okay, why I vote Republican? Because abortion is a drop-dead issue with me. It's a drop-dead issue with me. Democrats are for abortion. I can't vote for them. Say, well, Coach, Republicans took it out of their platform. Well, yeah, they did, because it doesn't matter to the church. It doesn't matter to the church. They took it out of there. So that abortion, the promotion of homosexuality and gay marriage, the Democrats are for that. I'm not for that. I can't. That's two reasons already, right? Number three, therefore, open borders. Open borders. Let just anybody and everybody come across it. They're for that. Do you want me to go on? You want me to go on? But, you know, isn't it amazing? Oh, Coach, do you have to say it? Lord, do I have to say that? Both sides support Israel. Kevin, come on in.
Well, you say everything's local. One of the things that I have not been as active as I was in years past, but one thing I have done in the last 2 years is seven counties here in Southwest Missouri, the county sheriffs of each of those counties have got a copy of the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates that was written by Matt Ruella.
Uh-huh.
One of the greatest books I've ever read in my life. And almost every one of those guys understands it. And they're asking questions, and they're asking me those questions. And I'm not no expert by any means, but if you can get your sheriff to understand that they are the magistrate of the county, and that everything falls back on them. So you have to have a moral and righteous sheriff. And this is a test. If they can read that book and say, I think I can do that. Because that book is a convicting book. It's either you can or you can't. And either way, you're right. Just like you said, you either will or you won't. But either way, you're right.
Amen.
I got seven counties here in Southwest Missouri that is going to be a stronghold for the defenders of Christ and the defenders of righteousness.
Trump. Yeah, I'm with you, Kevin. I'm with you. Hang on real quickly. Up on the screen, Wisconsin Christian News, here's what you do. You find your pastor's address, put his name on it, click on, where is it? Subscribe here. Show what happens, Spencer. Click on subscribe here, third one over. Boom. Here you go. Print only $35 a year. They will mail it to your pastor. You put $35 a year and mail it to their pastor. Print only, not online. You can do online, but make him pick it up and see it every month. It's easy to do. Is your pastor worth $35? Just send it to him. He doesn't even have to know. It's from you. Cool. Second thing, send to your pastor and to your friends, savinggodschildren.org. Pull that up there, Spencer. How many of you are sharing this link with your network of people? Saving God's Children. Just the link. Who can't be for Saving God's Children? Send it to everybody. Send it to everybody in your church. Send it to your pastor. Send it to your Bible study group. Send it to wherever. Send it. Why aren't you doing that? Are you doing that? Some of you probably are. Some of you probably are. Hang on. I got to get this out. Wait a minute. I got to get this out. Hang on a minute. Trump. Go ahead. Producer, go ahead.
Hey, Coach Dave.
Yeah. Can't hear you, Ralph. Come on in, Dave Allison.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. The Wisconsin Christian News is a great witnessing tool as well. If you've got somebody, for example, my mother-in-law is a professing Christian, but she leans, you know, Democrat really heavy, and that's because she's indoctrinated for her whole life, right?
Right.
So I got her a subscription, and she has to get that every month, and it's a great witnessing tool. So I highly recommend it, and also, you know, I got a letter from Wisconsin Christian News. You know, as you know, they're running along on a wing and a prayer every month, and so anybody, and I know we've already given till our teeth hurt, but still, they're a very worthy cause, along with Craig's ministry. But if you've got somebody that's kind of on the fence, you know, and it's a great paper. Rob said they had to reduce it down to 40 pages, but you still get 40 pages of printed paper, and it's a beautiful paper. Coach Mike Spaulding, a lot of the folks, Doug Hageman, a lot of folks we know write articles in there every month, and it's really an awesome paper, and I encourage everybody to check it out. I can't speak highly enough about the paper. It's a great, great thing. And Coach, one more thing, like Eileen, we went to the it was an outside event. Actually, I couldn't believe it. The local big boy allowed us to come in, put signs all over in their parking lot. And it's a main street going by. And Coach, I laugh. Courage is contagious, right? That's what I say. Courage is contagious.
Yep, that's right.
Sure enough, finally, here's people from Warren's church. They've been out to several public events now, right? He's taking them out into the streets. And here's an elderly old lady on the curbside with Warren's sign, you know, dancing out there, pointing to the sign, because all of a sudden she got this courage to go out and stand on the curb and wave to people and say, hey, there's something going on here. And so you're right, Coach. And I thought about all your things you do, encouragement, and the I forget what my mind went blank about just standing out and honk and wave. There you go, honk and wave. You know,
by the way, Glenn, George, some of you guys, Dave Allison is going to be here. What day coming in, Dave?
Thursday night.
You guys want to go out to eat with me and Dave? Give me a call. Dave and Sherry are going to be here. One night only, huh? One night only, Dave and Sherry Allison. Appreciate you, Dave. Somebody lit a fire under that guy's ass. He got rolling, didn't he? Kevin, come on in.
All right, Coach, let me just say this. In 2016, when President Trump got elected, he went in and he turned the tables over and he kicked the doors open, all right, for us. And in doing so, he created favorable positions for our side's forward operations to mobilize and get moving. And what I saw happen was a lot of Christians didn't seize on that opportunity and do anything with it, but sat back and let this man do all the heavy lifting and then sit around and piss and complain when things weren't going their way. This would be akin to like the doors dropping open on the boats that landed on the beaches of Normandy. And instead of grabbing your rifle, getting into it and going and seeing that you now had the opportunity to bring the fight to them, a lot of people just kind of sat back and just let the guy who kicked the door open do all the work.
Amen,
so,
brother.
You know, so instead of, you know, like you were saying, like Trump, well, here's the slogan, get moving, here's your opportunity, because I'll tell you what, the Democrats aren't going to provide you favorable conditions for your forward operations like Craig.
Okay, so let me ask this real quick. I got some guys who want to get in. Sorry to interrupt and run short on time. I don't need one person. I only got 7 minutes left. Can anybody out there give me one reason to vote Democrat? Hang on. I'm not for the Republicans. Don't go there. What? Based on what issue would you vote? Would anybody ever vote Democrat? Can anybody tell me? They're for the little guy. Don't throw that one at me. They're for the worker. They're for the worker. Is that right? You still stuck in that paradigm, are you? Still believing that crap, right? Both parties been overrun. They've been taken, right? They've already been taken. You go to church every Sunday, and then you go in and you vote for somebody that's going to kill babies. You better get before the Lord. You're gonna you go to church, you go to church every Sunday, and you're gonna go in and vote for somebody who wants to cut off the testicles of little boys. You wanna do that? You call yourself a Christian? Craig.
Hey, I say take Roger's idea, go big, go home. Take $350 that you were going to give to the church, find 10 pastors in your local community, write that. Hey, it worked for Abraham. Abraham got him down to 10. He said, if I can find 10 righteous pastors in Hagerstown, Maryland, please give it.
Boy, there's a solution. There's a solution, folks. One a week. Just one a month. Pick a pastor and send it to him.
There you go.
In your local town.
Or even give us a subscription. That's $350. Hey, get him a subscription. But anyways, I just want to bring up acallingtothepeople.org, right? Send that to these pastors, right? That's their platform about what repentance is all about. Maybe Spencer can pull that up. And you can print off the 1861 proclamation that we did, right? Proclamation 85, and say, hey, they were preaching on this back in 1861. Maybe you ought to take that for a sermon note, right? And then you can even print down calling to the people, right? There are all these PDFs here that we put together for folks here. So calling to the people.
So George McCloy, love him or lump him, whatever. George fire hoses everybody. And you know what's happened? They hate him. They hate George. But George doesn't care. I said, George, don't fire hose him so much. Come on, man, don't. He says, Coach, I got to. Well, he's being hated for the right reason, isn't he? He's being hated for the right reason, telling him the truth.
Amen.
Jack, come on in, then Jeff.
Yeah, just another quick thought on the idea of the Wisconsin Christian News and other good publications throughout the country. Why don't we buy advertisements for Craig or for Natural Family? Put an advertisement in there. Pay for an advertisement. Don't, you know, so your donation is going multiple directions.
Oh, that's good, Jack. Yeah. We don't play this. Hang on, Matt. My throat. Trump. Go ahead, Jeff Klein. Come on in.
Coach, I just talked to Ray LeBlanc recently, and that was my idea. I thought, you know, we used to have a stack of them papers at the church down there in Warsaw, and all of a sudden quit doing it. So I told Ray, I said, I need to get maybe 6 a month sent to me. And right now what I'm trying to do is I've talked to 5 or 6 pastors locally, trying to get them on my side. And I thought the only way I can do this is ask them this question. Are you for the 10 commandments in the classrooms here in Knox County? And I tell them, I said, I'm not asking you to go to a gay parade. I'm not asking you to go to a strip club. I'm not asking you to go to an abortion clinic. Help me rescue the children. Are you in? And 5 or 6 of them have said yes. So I think I'm going to get them papers. And I'm going to go personally to the door of the church and walk in and hand it to a pastor.
Well, Jeff,
just trying to get them on my side, because none of them have ever been for us. Never. I've invited them to church in the garage. Come in and bring a message. They don't even want to do that. They don't want to be associated. So I'm working on that. I was just up in the county commissioner's office twice in the past week, showing my face in the hallway. And they see me. They're like, hey, JC. They know me. So I'm going to use them papers to my benefit and just start going. And I might even take one in the county commissioner's meeting. So I got something I need you boys to read.
Trump.
Do things like that. But, you know, I was just sitting here looking. Mary Jane's got her checkbook laying here. And here's a little quick message to everybody. On her checkbook, it says scripture on the front with a cross on it. Philippians 4:13. The one we always hear. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. But where's our strength? I ain't no professional on going in these places, but you just got to go.
Amen. Just got to do it. God bless you, Jeff. Going to be a crown waiting on you, dude. Marty.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. And, hey, I just chimed in, guys, on this last bit, and I'm all for that idea. Jeff Klein, way to go. Working in the churches in my past, I would say email your pastor if you haven't ducked your head up like I have. I'm actually looked for by the police in a certain town in Xenia because I and another Jerubbaal went to the churches after sending emails saying, hey, we can stop abortion in this city. Would you like to help us? Well, long story short, we ended up on the police watch list. So I can't do it, but some of our nice ladies, some of our guys, who hasn't shown their face yet, Coach, can email their pastor and then take that paper, take that information, because pastors love to meet with their congregants. You offer to buy, folks. Say, hey, pastor, I'd like to take you out for lunch. I'd like to take you out for coffee. And then hand them that subscription, just like Jeff Klein was talking about. That's all I got, coach. God bless.
Hey, call Rob Pugh. He might be able to give you a deal for give you a whole pack of them you can take to your church. Amen. Hey, look. Sarcasm people don't like. I love sarcasm. Sarcasm makes a point. You keep riding the idol of Donald Trump. Huh? You keep riding that idol, think that's going to change? Jesus is the king. Jesus is the king. The church is the answer. See you tomorrow.